Person's thirsty, drinks water, and makes a bar in the potion. The Shabbat says that you don't have to be very thirsty. As long as you enjoy drinking it, then the stomach you're a little thirsty and you can make the bracha. You wouldn't enjoy it if you wouldn't not be thirsty at all. So what is the case that you don't make a shakar line water? Chanakte umtze. The shots of mayim, laver umtze. He's eating some piece of meat or something and it got stuck in his throat and he's drinking the water to get it down. Similar idea today would be to take a pill. If you have no interest in drinking the water other than getting something down, you know, make a bracha on the water, like the funnel, but like the achar. Whether it's, you know, make a bracha before you drink it, and also afterwards. Siv ches. You call ha oichel, ma maskim shalom oichel, the shayt of the refuah. Anything a person eats or drinks for medicinal purposes, in time of the toy, b'chech nena mehem, b'chech lehem, kiel of the sight. It tastes good, but even though you're only eating it for medicinal purposes, having chicken soup with rice for some stomach condition, even though you wanted to eat it without that, but since the mice has a good taste, you make a bracha. Ramah says, "Emansua lecho leglishtois, afakav zachech menu menu, ein revochalov, hoyo venenus alka." He was forced to eat or drink, then even though he's having hanoa from it, he doesn't make a bracha. That's what Ramah says. So what's this case exactly? It's mashma that somebody says it to you. If you don't drink it, I'm going to do such and such to you. You don't make a bracha. Now, we saw before that if you eat something not kosher because you're sick and you have to eat it, then you make a bracha on it. You don't say you were forced into it. Because over there, the onus is not to eat it. You're not healthy, therefore you have to look for an eitzah. The doctor says, eat such and such. So nobody forced you really to eat this specific thing. You came up with the idea to save yourself from the sakana. Over here, if the imam has forced you to eat it, then it's something you're not interested in doing. You don't make a bracha. That's the svara of the Ramah. And many achrayim agree with that, and Shabru brings the others that disagree. Because after everything's done, it has a good flavor. So, lemaise, to stop it, we don't make a bracha in such a situation. If he ate bread enough to be satiated, then afterwards you make a bracha muslim because it's stopping the rice.